Freddie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to pump the blood to my brain. I got a midterm in 15 minutes.
Well, wouldn't it be easy if you just stood on your head? Because it would definitely be less funky.
Interest rate would be... It would be 93% per annum.
Not even close. Whitley, this stuff is going to be on your math midterm tomorrow for sure.
I sound like I'm getting a cold.
Sounds like you're getting an F.
Now, listen. I am definitely nasal.
I suggest you work more on this math and less on that cold, because Colonel Taylor is not buying any more of your bogus excuses for an extension.
I will never get this.
Yes, you will. Think positive. Now, earned interest is current value plus interest rate
times
principal over value.
You know, you don't look good at all with me.
By tomorrow, this coal would have moved down to my chest. Right now, it's all in my head.
I'll see.
I'll just keep drinking honey lemon tea, and I don't care if I get bronchial pneumonia tomorrow. I will drag myself down to that midterm. If I can.
Whitley, I have a Spanish midterm in 2 hours. Stick the thermometer in your mouth.
Fine, I'll suffer in silence. Kim, please call Colonel Taylor and tell him of my suffering.
Why would he believe me?
Because you're a policeman's daughter. He don't know you lie like a rug.
Okay, I'll call him if you have a temperature. Here, go now. Stick this under your tongue. Okay. Habla, hablamos, hablamas, hablamu, hablami. Oh, what is a pre-med need Spanish anyway?
I don't know.
106.
Touch ass, see?
You're not sick. You're dead. Hello? Mom, hi. How come you're calling on Whitley's phone? What kind of emergency?
What happened?
He was shot?
Your daddy?
Okay, I'm on my way. Mom, I don't care about midterms. So when will he be out of surgery? Oh, all right. Promise me you'll call as soon as you're here. Mom, I really think I should... Okay. Love you, too.
Kim, I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do
I gotta go home.
All right, on your little scooter or truck, I'll come and suck you right off the road.
Whitley, I can't stay here.
Okay, fine. Take my car.
Thanks a lot. My bag. Oh, God, where's my bag?
You're holding it. Okay, let me tell. I'll drive. Okay, I'll go down and tell Walter we're going. You keep packing.
Okay, and tell him I'll call him as soon as I get to the hospital.
Hospital? What?
God, it was nice.
Oh, catch Whitley. Even in sweat, she gets me hot.
Oh, I know why she's here. She's here to get me to put on a southern accent and a dress and take her midterm for her.
Well, you do have the legs for it.
She's headed this way.
Yeah?
Dwayne.
Oh, Whitley, I'm not going to get you out of your math midterm.
This is personal. I need you.
She's just using him to get to me.
Kim has to go to Ohio, and I promised to take her to...
I get it. Colonel Taylor, I couldn't possibly take my math midterm because I'll be 500 miles away.
Dwayne.
Whitley.
Kim's daddy's been shot.
What?
She's being very brave right now, but she's in no condition to read a map. I'm afraid that if we go alone, we'll end up in Saskatchewan.
I'm with you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I get a little phobic when it comes to these things.
You're afraid of the interstate?
No, hospitals. Those long, dark, hollow hallways, slime green walls, how those sick people with diseases and viruses and
Whitney, you can stay in the car.
Thank you.
Okay. Ronald, we're going to leave. We'll be back in a couple of days.
Maybe longer.
Maybe I'm playing too hard to get.
Opa, roll out the moussaka, break some place. My Greek mythology midterm is history.
Freddy, we have to go.
Where are you guys going?
Ohio.
Ohio, I'm in. 2 minutes to pack.
Freddy.
This visit's gonna give me another chance with your dad. I mean, when he busted us, we're going to Washington. If looks could kill.
Freddy. It is amazing to me how you can still walk with one foot in your mouth.
Let's see. We're going to Ohio because Kim's daddy has been shot. I'm gonna go with you.
Oh, no, you're not. We need someone there who is sensible, calm, and most of all, silent.
Going with you anyway.
Fine, as long as you run behind the car.
Waiting is so debilitating. Growing old as the hands of the clock drag across the face of time. Each moment becomes a lifetime. Each lifetime becomes an eternity.
Whitley, we've been here 5 minutes.
I can't stand this stench.
Whitley, it's just disinfectant.
It's the smell of germs dying.
It's the hot air from your mouth that's killing them.
Kim, is everything all right?
Well, he's out of surgery. The bullet pierced the abdomen, and he lost a lot of blood. And there's some danger of infection.
How's your mom holding up?
Well, not too good. They still won't let her see him.
I am sure that your dad is in good hands.
Yeah, you said yourself this is a good hospital.
Certainly don't skimp on the disinfectant.
I haven't called home once since that argument we had about that trip to Washington. And when he's called, I've been too busy for anything but a quick hello.
Kim, I never call home, and when my mom calls me, it's to name me for never calling home.
But Dwayne, it's different when your dad's a cop, knowing that you may never see him again.
Oh, Kim, your dad's gonna be all right.
I want him to know that I love him.
He knows you love him.
I just wish that there was something I could do.
Pray for him.
Pray? I can do that.
You can only stay for a few minutes.
Dave.
I came as soon as I could.
How am I doing, Doc?
I know you wanted me to stay at school, but I had to come. There's so many things I want to say. You've always been there for me.
I've been kind of rough on you, haven't I?
Because you care about me. I can do better.
Doing just fine. Just like me. You're smart. And you're strong.
And stubborn as a mule. Daddy, I love you so much.
I love you too, baby. I can still call you baby, Kelly.
Hi, God. Sure hope you're out there. It's not that I don't think you're out there. It's just that I don't really know what I think. See, my family's not real religious. My mom believes in you. She says that you're everywhere. You're in rocks and snowflakes and grasshoppers. Especially grasshoppers, don't ask me why.
My dad doesn't believe you're anywhere at all. But he's a very nice man. I'm not here about my family. I'm here for my friend Kim. Her dad's in pretty bad shape, and Kim asked me to pray for him. Problem is, I only know one prayer. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God. I'm blowing this. I can't do anything right. Please take care of Kim's dad, and please don't let him die. Please.
You know, life doesn't make sense. Mr. Reese is lying in the hospital bed, and the dude who shot him slips on his $500 shades and rides off in his European sports car?
You have got to stop watching Miami Vice.
I wish I were a Hindu. At least then I know if he got away with it this life, he'd get nailed in the next one.
What brand of nonsense are you selling now?
It's not nonsense. Over 600 million Hindus believe in reincarnation.
You create your own karma. So the evil you do in this life follows you to the next.
Applies.
And the next, and the next, and you keep coming back lower till you're lower than a nickel looking for change.
Jim Baker could come back as one of Tammy Faye's eyelashes.
Leona Hemsley could come back as a bedbug in her own hotel.
Good news!
Is your dad okay?
They let me see him. We talk.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm gonna call Jaleesa right now. Let her know he's out of the woods.
God, he's all right, Walter. He's all right.
Tell him that we were all pulling for him.
Oh, Kim, everybody here was pulling for
him. And that we personally went to the chapel.
And Walter and I, we went to chapel.
And that she can take all the midterms when she gets back.
Do you want to speak to her?
No, I have nothing to say.
Kim, everyone here is going to be really pleased that your dad is doing so well. I'm sorry? Who is this?
Jaleesa, dear. When did Colonel Taylor reschedule my exam? 3 o'clock tomorrow is when everybody else is taking it. Well, excuse me. Hello? I bet you didn't even try to explain to the man that... I hope she comes back as a tick on Spud McKenzie. Kim, dear, I'm very happy that your father has recovered at such a rapid rate. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, you've been great. Thank you very much.
Least we could do. We're out of here.
Now?
Before we even get to see Mr. Reese?
Look, if we don't leave now, next thing you're gonna see are my taillights.
Okay. I'll see you guys in a couple days.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now come on.
I'll be right back. I gotta go.
That girl's gotta go every 15 minutes.
Oh, Brittany, we had to stop. We haven't eaten in 3 states.
Don't blame me for Tennessee. You're the one who can't read a map.
Well, in the dark, that staple looked like an exit ramp. Besides, no life is complete until you've had your midnight tour of Dollywood.
Yeah?
Coffee black to go.
And I have the Belly Buster special, 2 eggs over easy.
Potatoes or grits?
Grits.
Sir, how long will all this take place?
Not too long. The cook ought to be here in about 2 hours.
Sir, your sign outside says open 24 hours.
You got in, didn't you?
Well, don't you have any hot food?
I sure do. Coffee and soda.
Great. We have 3 black coffees to go.
And I'll have a tuna sandwich on toast.
Toast? I just said I don't cook.
Hi, bacon double cheeseburger, please.
Make that 2 tunas on white.
Okay, make that three. And could you hurry, please? I have to go to school.
You want that in a lunchbox?
No, we'll eat here. And could you please trim the crust off my bread?
I hate the night shift.
Guys, I think I found God in the ladies' room.
Now we have proof God is a woman.
Come on. When I was at the hospital and Kim asked me to pray, I didn't really know what to do, so I spoke from my heart. I can't explain it, but I felt like somebody was listening.
If you start singing, you'll never walk alone. You will walk alone.
I never felt so full and so warm. And when Kim's father did get better, Blaine, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't go to church much, except for when I'm back home and my mom makes me. It's a good thing to do on Sunday morning before the game. I sit there and I pray for the Giants to win.
Does it work for you too?
2 years ago, they won the Super Bowl.
Eternal life will come before these sandwiches. Oh, it's a miracle. Excuse me, sir. You forgot to trim the crust off my bread.
You know, you're right.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
My mom really appreciated everything you did, so she made you these cookies.
Way to go, Mom!
I'm so glad that your dad's doing better.
Well, he's coming along.
Well, I've got it on very good authority that he'll be walking out of that hospital in no time.
Well, I gotta go and pack.
Well, congratulations, Bigfoot. You did it again.
What did I say now?
Kim's daddy won't be walking anywhere for a while. It was some sort of trauma to his spine, and it doesn't look good.
I don't believe this.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just not gonna believe in a God you can't pray to without reading the fine print.
What do you mean?
I asked God to let Kim's father live, and he did. But God tricked me. The man's alive, but he can't walk. So what kind of a God would do that?
Freddie, God didn't do that. A bullet did.
What's the point of praying if you don't get what you pray for?
I hear you.
When I was 10 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted for Christmas. I wanted this autographed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar basketball. I prayed for this ball. I even took pictures of this ball to church so God wouldn't mess up and get me the wrong one. You know what was under the tree for me come Christmas Day? A new winter jacket and a red hat with a goofy little pom-pom.
See?
I was mad at God that day. I went to church, but I refused to sing. You know something? That winter, basketball courts wanted 2 feet of snow. Everyone either had the flu or frostbite. Everybody but me. Because I had my new winter jacket and my knit hat with the goofy red pom-pom.
Mm-hmm. That's a lovely story. What's the point?
What's the point? I tell you a story about my lucky knit hat and you ask what's the point?
Yes.
What is my point? I guess it's that when you pray, you can ask for things, you can yell, you can try to cut a deal. Sometimes you get what you want. Sometimes you get what you need. Sometimes you just get what you get. You know what God does? I think God helps you hang in with what you get.
I thought you weren't religious.
Yeah, so did I. My mom's gonna be happy. All those Sundays, I was listening. And I hope you're listening too, 'cause this Sunday the Giants have a big one.